from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspic. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On the show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about the Giants' crazy back-and-forth 9-8 win over the Cardinals, Giants' debut and Major League debut for Jalen Davis, who was promoted from AAA, and the Giants also saw Corbin Joseph make his Giants debut at second base. Very entertaining game, back and forth game, some questionable managing at times from Bruce Bochy, but sticking to form. With the win, the Giants improved to 67-72, five games under 500. As I said yesterday, they've been officially eliminated from the National League West, so we won't be talking about those standings anymore, except in regards to the Dodgers having a magic number to clinch the division of just four. And the only reason that's really relevant is because the Giants go to LA next. In the wild card standings, the Giants gained a half a game on the idle Cubs, and the Giants are now 8.5 games back in the wild card standings with 23 games remaining. So regardless, even though it seems that they're out of the playoff conversation, I mean, they're not mathematically eliminated yet, but last night felt like an important game and a game that the Giants and their fans probably just really, really wanted. Giants blew a couple of big leads in this game, but then showed resilience and came back themselves and ended up winning it on a two-run homer, 440-foot homer off the bat of Kevin Pillar. So prior to the game, the big news, there were two big pieces of news. First, Pablo Sandoval had successful Tommy John surgery yesterday. So glad that that went well and wishing him the best in his recovery. And then the other big piece of news was that Jalen Davis was finally called up from Sacramento. And in order to clear a spot on the 40-man roster, Reyes Maranta was placed on the 60-day injured list. So the timing seemed a bit odd to me. It was a bit curious that he wasn't called up sooner, when rosters expanded at least, and I thought it might have something to do with Sacramento being in the playoffs. But then their playoffs started yesterday, and that's the day they decided to call him up. So they took him away from that team the day their playoffs were starting. So obviously that wasn't the reason they held him back. So I guess it had something to do with clearing a 40-man spot, which was opened up by being able to put Reyes Maranta on the 60-day IL. But then also I think it had a lot to do with Alex Dickerson seeming to tweak something on a swing the previous day. So yesterday there was a righty on the mound, and Jalen Davis started in right field in place of Dickerson. Yastrzemski moved over to left with Pillar in center. So I think it was the perfect storm of Alex Dickerson having another health issue and Reyes Maranta getting injured that opened up a spot on the 40-man roster for Davis. So anyway, he's here now, he's on the 40-man roster, and I do expect that he'll remain there for the remainder of the season. Giants would have needed to add him to the 40-man roster anyway to protect him from the Rule 5 draft this offseason. So it's always exciting when a new player is put into the lineup to make their Major League debut, and Davis didn't really disappoint. He had a couple of good at-bats. He had an infield single in his very first Major League plate appearance on a little dribbler to third base, with a bit of a offline throw by Tommy Edman. But it was ruled a single, and Jalen Davis also walked later in the game. Giants got four runs in the top of the third to open the scoring in the game, led off by a Mike Yastrzemski homer, followed by a bunch of hits from Belt, Longoria, a walk by Crawford, a hit by Pillar, the first of four in this game for Pillar. And then with two outs, Corbin Joseph got his first hit as a Giant. It was just a rocket to left field on a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. So Corbin Joseph took some good swings yesterday. And as we said coming into the show, he is a guy who has an interesting combination of elite ability to make contact to go along with a little bit of pop. So I like the at-bats from Joseph. I like the at-bats from Davis. And you know, with the Giants seemingly out of contention here, those are guys who are going to get probably a good long look here in the month of September. So the Giants led 4-0 with Bumgarner on the mound. Then he gets into some trouble in the bottom of the fourth, but ends up striking out Marcell Ozuna with the bases loaded and two outs and a 3-2 count. Just got him looking on a fastball right at the knees. It was a clutch pitch by Bumgarner there. But then in the bottom of the fourth, Bumgarner gave up a solo homer to Paul DeJong. In the bottom of the fifth, he got into trouble again. The Cardinals just had all their righties stacked up in this game against Bumgarner, and he just was not looking sharp pretty much from the get-go, yet Bochy just continued to let him go out there inning after inning, even though there was constantly trouble. Bumgarner allowed runs in the third, fourth, fifth, and sixth innings. So because they had this long leash for Bumgarner, they ended up giving up the 4-0 lead that they originally had in the game, and the game was tied after five. So that's when things got crazy. So coming up in the second half of the show, we'll talk about the remainder of the game. An additional 9 runs were scored after the fifth inning. So we'll talk all about it, break it down, how it was back and forth, and then preview today's game against the Cardinals, game 4 of this series, the Giants going for a split. Just want to remind everyone that Bombas are what feet daydream about, and with every pair of socks purchased, one pair is donated. Buy your Bombas at bombas.com/locked and get 20% off your first purchase. When you need red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m., and ibuprofen at 10 a.m., Postmates it. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service all year round. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S. and offer delivery from all the restaurants, grocery and convenience stores, and traditional retailers you could possibly want or need. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS or Android for free, browse local restaurants and businesses, and track your delivery in real time. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. Download Postmates and save with code LOCKEDON. Okay, as promised, we'll talk about the remainder of this crazy back and forth game with the Cardinals. Things started to get really crazy in the top of the sixth. Giants got a one-out single from Buster Posey. And then with two outs, Evan Longoria hit just a routine weak ground ball to shortstop, fielded by Paul DeJong, and he comes up looking like he's just going to throw the ball to first, like we've all seen a trillion times. But at the last second, he changes his mind and decides to flip it to second base to get the force out on Posey. But Colton Wong is not prepared for this because DeJong looked like he was going to throw the ball to first, and so Wong was not on the base, and Buster Posey was safe at second base. So a huge break for the Giants, and it ended up totally changing the outcome of this game because the next batter, Brandon Crawford, with two outs, hit a 3-run homer and absolutely made the Cardinals pay for that mistake by DeJong. So the Giants took a 7-4 lead, but then another great opportunity to take out Bumgarner, who was just not sharp in this game. In the bottom of the sixth, they could have just taken him out to start that inning. And the first batter, Molina, first pitch, nearly hits a home run. It hits the very top of the wall and stays in the yard. And then the next batter, another righty, Tommy Edman, lines a triple into the opposite field gap that also hit the wall. So that's like essentially two runs because you've given up the run to Molina. And then Tommy Edman is on third with no outs, and there's pretty much a very high probability that he's going to score. So just sticking with Bumgarner is literally costing them runs in this scenario. It was evident that he just didn't have it, but Bochy is just going to be who he is, and he stuck with Bumgarner, in my opinion, far longer than he should have in this game. So I guess it would be one thing if the Giants were officially eliminated and Bochy just wanted to do whatever he's going to do. But the fact is they're not yet, and these games, I'm sure Bochy has not given up on the season, and neither have the players. So on the one hand, you respect Bochy for just being who he is and not changing, and you just have to understand that that's what he's going to do here with only less than a month remaining in his managerial career. But on the other hand, this very, very nearly cost them the game, this over-reliance on the starter. So sure enough, Yandel Gustave finally came in to relieve Bumgarner and gave up that run that Bumgarner had let to third on a sacrifice fly by Harrison Bader. Gustave then gave up a single, and then there was a fielding error by Corbin Joseph, the Giants' second baseman. And in came Fernando Abad for the one lefty in the lineup, Colton Wong. And then up came Paul Goldschmidt, so the Giants went to Tyler Rogers, the submarining righty. It's a good matchup for Tyler Rogers. I mean, he's got to be tough on righties with that delivery, but Goldschmidt hit a two-run double on the first pitch against Rogers that gave the Cardinals an 8-7 lead. So it was looking like the Giants just could not hold a lead in this game and that they were going to lose another heartbreaker and essentially that the Cardinals could do no wrong. So then fast forward to the eighth inning, Kevin Pillar up there against Giovanni Gallegos, who is having a phenomenal season out of the Cardinals' bullpen. And Kevin Pillar hits a 440-foot home run to left field that gives the Giants a one-run lead, a 9-8 lead. So just a dramatic, clutch, no-doubt home run for Kevin Pillar, who just continues his magical season here with the San Francisco Giants. I wanted to use this opportunity to talk about how when he was acquired, we talked about how the projections had him as roughly a 2 wins above replacement player. And for the first several months of the year, it was not looking like that's who he was going to be. His defense looked questionable in center field. He was chasing pitches outside of the zone with extreme regularity. And it was looking like he was a DFA candidate, but the Giants stuck with him and he has put together a very positive season. That is just the beauty of trusting the process and going with a large sample. Even I was not convinced at all that they should hold on to him, but they did, and he very much has made it worth their while as a positive contributor. Fangraphs has him at 1.5 wins above replacement with about a month left to go in the season, where he can get to about 2, just as the projections had him at the beginning of the year. So another win for the projections and a loss for the eye test at times. Because there isn't a fan among us who wasn't down on Kevin Pillar when he was really struggling for the first couple months of the season. But he's basically carried the Giants this year. He's been a very valuable piece for them on and off the field. And so just another huge moment for him in the game last night. So Tony Watson, there's just so much to talk about in this game. It's hard to cram it all in. Tony Watson comes in the bottom of the eighth, gives up a leadoff single to Matt Carpenter. And then with one out, he gets Colton Wong to hit a little dribbler that Austin Slater and Tony Watson both go after. And so nobody's covering the base, and Watson fields the ball, thinks about flipping to Slater, but Slater is off the base, and so Watson has no choice but to take a crazy angle and try to tag Colton Wong with a dive. And originally the runner was called safe, but then replay showed that Watson just grazed his back pocket with his glove just before Wong's foot hit the base. So it was a huge, huge play by Tony Watson to get that second out. And the tying run moved to third, but with two outs instead of first and third with one out. So I like that Bochy then went to get Will Smith against Paul Goldschmidt in that scenario. We've been saying it all year long, once Watson started to struggle, that he should not just get that eighth inning no matter what. If there's a really tough righty, they need to make a move there, and they did and went and got Will Smith against Goldschmidt with the tying run on third and two outs. And lo and behold, Will Smith got Paul Goldschmidt to strike out on a slider in the dirt in a 3-2 count. So then in the bottom of the ninth, it got a little bit dicey for Will Smith, who walked two batters after two were out. But he did end up striking out two in the inning, including the last batter, Harrison Bader, and the Giants won the game 9-8. So much needed win. The Giants now have a chance to go for the split today, which would be a big win for them after losing the first two games of the series. It'll be Logan Webb on the mound for the Giants today against Dakota Hudson. Always interesting to see Logan Webb make his starts. He's been very impressive in his first few outings. So we'll be watching closely today, and we'll talk all about it tomorrow. The lineup features Corbin Joseph playing third base and batting second today. Jalen Davis is back in right field, and Mauricio Dubon is at second base. So the lineup and the roster looking very different than it did on opening day, and I think that is a good thing. So we'll be back with another episode tomorrow talking about today's game. Remember, to get this show every weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Once again, my name is Ben Caspick. You can follow me on Twitter, @Cove_cast. If you like this show, please consider rating it, leaving a review, and telling your friends and family to check us out. I cannot wait to be with you again tomorrow, and until then, we'll see you next time.